100th anniversary of the birth of Astor Piazzolla, the revolutionary of tango. A 100 years ago, on March 11, one of the international musical icons of Argentine tango was born, Astor Piazzolla. Despite being much criticized in his beginnings, his avant-garde and creative genius allowed him to take tango to a whole new level, and he became a fundamental musician of the 20th century. Astor Pantaleón Piazzolla was born in Mar del Plata, but spent his childhood and teenage years in New York, more specifically on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It was there that he soaked up the sound of that city, mainly jazz. And it was also there where he learned to play the bandoneon, the instrument he's most identified with. He returned to Argentina at the age of 16 and started playing in the tango orchestra headed by Aníbal Troilo, Pichuco. That's where he absorbed the tenets of traditional tango. Later, Astor formed his own group. In reality, Astor wanted to be a classical musician and thought that his compositions were no good, until his stay in France served to consolidate him as a composer, and this boosted his self-confidence. From then on, the Piazzolla style was born, a style that provoked fierce criticism among all school tango musicians until, finally, the world surrendered to his music. To celebrate the 100th anniversary of his birth, the Piazzolla100official.com website was launched this past Monday by the Astor Piazzolla Foundation. World-class musicians of the likes of Aldi Meola, Marty Friedman, Paquito de Rivera, Richard Galliano and Gary Burton all took part in the tributes, salutations and music homages to the Argentine musician. Piazzolla wrote some monumental pieces such as Libertango, Adiós Nonino, María de Buenos Aires, Balada para un Loco, Las Cuatro Estaciones Porteñas and Oblivion, among many others. 3,500 works in total. Rai Argentina to the World joins the homage with Adiós Nonino, perhaps the most moving and popularly known of his tunes worldwide. It is a melody that he wrote in honor of his father, Vicente Nonino Piazzolla, who died while the composer was in New York.